الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له فرض سبحانه وتعالى على عباده إلى الحج إلى بيت الله الحرام فقال سبحانه ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقائدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في كتابه العزيز يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى ولزوم طاعته وأحذركم وأحذر نفسي عن مخالفة أوامره وعصيانه ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ومن يتق الله يرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we are in the month of the Hajj. There is a month that you can do the Hajj, starting from the Shawwal and the Al-Qa'da and the Al-Hijj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these 3 months Ashhurul Hurum, with the Shahr of Muharram. My dear respected brothers and sisters, before Islam, the Arabs, those who used to live in Mecca and around, they know the Ashhurul Hurum, the months that they cannot fight, they cannot shed the blood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory to go to the Hajj during this month. Now we are in the first day of the Hajj, last month of the lunar system, starting with Muharram and the end is Dhul Hajj. We are second day of the days of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Qur'an, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَ. Fearly, the first house appointed for the mankind was that at Mecca, full of blessing. The Mecca, the Kaaba, is the first house that has been established on the face of the earth. Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great sahabi, he said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which masjid was the first to be built on the face of the earth? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the Masjid al-Haram. Then he said, I asked him, which was the next one? Then he said, the Masjid al-Aqsa, the masjid which is in the Jerusalem. Then he said, I asked him, how time, the period between the two was? Then he said, 40 years. The Masjid al-Haram was the first house which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed the humankind to worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's Mecca. Mecca or Bakkah, Allah said, إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة. ببكة, what بكة mean? بكة in Arabic means if you cry, the things that make you cry is called بكة. So Makkah and بكة is when the person goes there, he will cry. The Makkah will made the tyrant people, the one who does not have hearts, when he see, he will cry. So it will make you cry. So its name is Makkah or Bakka. كثرت الأسماء تدل على شرف المسمى. If you see something which has a lot of names, that show you how these things is blessing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Makkah has a lot of names. Makkah, Bakka, Baladul Amin, Masjidul Haram, Kaaba, Baytullah. Each one has telling you some kind of meaning. So Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Anyone who enter the Kaaba will attain the safety, secure. He feel he is secure by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one in the side Kaaba or in the Haram will be allowed to him to hunt or kill or take out the trees from the Makkah. Allah has prohibited subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you go to Makkah, you feel peace and security. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ, anyone who enter, does not mean something wrong will not happen inside. The meaning is, O human being, anyone who enter the Kaaba, let him be safe. If something happen, that means the people are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And the Hajj to the house is a duty that mankind owes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are able to undertake the journey. If the person, when the Hajj will become obligatory on you, if you fulfill four conditions, then you have to go to the Hajj. The first one is al-Islam. The person first has to accept it. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to become a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the person does not believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he go 10 times to the Hajj, Allah will not accept it to him. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. In the same way, if the person does not believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you go in the day of judgment, that person will be punished. Why you don't go to the Hajj? But in this dunya, if he don't accept the message of Allah, Hajj is not obligatory to him until he believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once he accepted Islam, then the obligatory of Hajj is starting this time. If he died before the time of Hajj, or if he's not fulfill other requirement, then Allah will not ask him why you did not go to the Hajj. The first person should be Muslim. The second is al-aql. The person should be one who understand. Nothing happened to his brain. He is not disordered person. His judge is right. So if he has the aql, understanding, then Hajj become obligatory to him. The third condition is al-istita'ah. He should have ability to go and undertake the journey to the Kaaba. And this istita'ah has a lot of meaning. First, he should be able to go to the Hajj physically. He is not a sick person. If he cannot go to the Hajj, something wrong with him, he is sick, or he old person, he cannot stand on the car or the airplane, or he cannot perform the Hajj, So Hajj is not obligatory to him. But if he does, Allah will accept him. Like if someone carry him to the Hajj, Allah will accept his Hajj. But Hajj is not obligatory to that person. The second is, he should be able to go to the Hajj by financially. If the person is sick but he has the means to go to the Hajj, I mean if he has the money, he can perform the Hajj, he can appoint someone to perform the Hajj on behalf of him. He cannot say, I'm old or I'm sick, I cannot Hajj. If he has the means to go to the Hajj by financially, he can say, someone, please I will pay for you and go and perform the Hajj on behalf of me. So he should do that. And that person should perform the Hajj before he is doing the Hajj on behalf of someone else. You cannot say someone who did not perform the Hajj, please go and do Hajj on behalf of me. Or maybe someone of his relative can go and perform the Hajj on behalf of him. If he is sick and old, cannot go to the Hajj. Woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, my father came to Hajj obligatory on him, but he is unable to stand on the camel. Should I perform the Hajj on behalf of him? He said, yes, you can do that. And also, istita'a, the ability means you don't, there is no any debt, dain on you. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to understand also the dain, the debt, does not mean, for example, if someone has house or car or by financing, for example, you have a house and you like to pay this many in 30 years, for example, you cannot say, I have to wait until I pay 30 years the loan. Because Hajj is not obligatory on me because there is debt on me. You cannot say that. If the debt has a time, 30 years, 15 years, whatever, your ability is, the time you are out of your house, do you have something you can take care about your family? You can pay that month of the rent or whatever. If you have that month, then you should go to the Hajj. You cannot say, I will wait 30 years. Al-istita'ah also, under the istita'ah, the ability will come if the woman does not have anyone to go from her relative with her to the Hajj. The Hajj will not be obligatory on her. Man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, my wife left to Hajj and I've been written on the tour or on the jihad, so and so. So I cannot go with her. She left by herself. Then Rasulullah says, Salawatu alayhi, don't go to the jihad, go with your wife and make Hajj with her. If the woman does not have a muhrim, muhrim means the one who cannot marry her, like her brother, like her father, aunt, her husband. If she does not have anyone to go with her, then Hajj will not be obligated on her, because she is not able to go to the Hajj. Also under the istita'ah, coming, the person should be free. He is not a slave to anybody, even though we don't have today a slave. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. The Hajj to the house is the duty that mankind owes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are able to undertake the journey of the Hajj. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ فُرِضَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجَّ فَحُجُّ. O people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded or enjoined on you, therefore perform the Hajj. The Hajj is obligatory on you as long as you are able to go to the Hajj. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركة، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه السبيلا. If you go today to the Hajj and Mecca, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see the signs of the station of Ibrahim, Maqam Ibrahim. This Kaaba has been built by our father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was building the Kaaba, there was a stone. He used to stand up on the stone. And up till now, there is the footprint of the Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on that stone. And that stone was the side by side with the wall of the Kaaba, until Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came. And he little bit moved away from the wall. And he put the place that we see today, where is the Maqam Ibrahim, the station of Ibrahim. Because Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, if we leave the station of Ibrahim in the side of the wall of the Kaaba, maybe there will be some kind of destruction. Those who are doing the tawaf, or those who are praying the side of the Maqam Ibrahim. Because Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسَلَّى. Made a place of prayer on the station of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When you do the tawaf, you have to go and stand nearby the station of Ibrahim and do two rak'ah. So he removed away, little bit away from the wall of the Kaaba. But in the time of Ibrahim, until Umar ibn Khattab, the station of Ibrahim was side by side with the wall of the Kaaba. So if today something happened or the authority they like to make it far away from that, they can do it. As long as this is good for those who are making to the Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Kaaba place of security, even before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِ. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, have they not seen that we have made Makkah a secure sanctuary while men are being snatched away from all around them? All the Arabs, those who live around Quraysh, There was lot of robbery, lot of killing. But those who are in or around the Kaaba, Allah gave them security subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that security will be till the day of destruction of the Kaaba. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. So let them worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of this house, He who has fed them against the hungry and has made them safe from the fear. He is, up till now, is there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made his house place of secure and safe. And if you go there, you will not be hungry. And the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, oh Allah, bless those who live or come to the Kaaba, their meat and their water. If you go to the Kaaba up till now and you eat the meat every day, you will not be fed up from the meat. You like to eat more and more because of the da'wah, of the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, when is the Hajj become obligatory on you? You should go. The Hajj has become obligatory on the 6th years of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in Mecca. and he performed the Hajj in his 10th years. So the meaning of this is, when the Hajj become obligatory on you, does not mean you have to go immediately. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make the Hajj on the 10th of Hijrah, and the Hajj was being, Hajj was become obligatory on them on the 6th year of their stay in Kaaba. That means he did not go. As soon as the Hajj became obligatory on him, he did not go. He delayed until 10th of the Muharram. So the scholar, they are saying, if the Hajj become obligatory, Hajj will not be like a prayer. Like when Dhuhr time come, you have to perform immediately. When Asr come, you have to perform immediately. But when Hajj become immediately, it's better to go as soon as Hajj become on you obligatory. But if you delay, you can do so, but it's better to go soon. Because when the person die, while Hajj is obligatory on him and did not go to the Hajj, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if the Hajj become obligatory on you and you did not go to the Hajj, you will be dying either by a Jew or the Christian. There's no difference between you and them. So as soon as the Hajj become obligatory on you, it's better to go. And one of the conditions of the Hajj is the person should be in majority, al-bulugh. If anyone go to the Hajj with his parents before a majority, his Hajj will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still Hajj will be obligatory after he became the mature. Woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, this is my son. Can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj if I take him to the Hajj? He said, yes, walaki ajrun. Yes, Allah will accept him and Allah will give you reward. But when that kids become in the age of majority, he should go to the Hajj. It will be to him as a nafila. You cannot say, I made the Hajj when I was 10 years or 14 years or 13 years. You should do again. And also I want to remind you, this hadith, عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام, يعني أيام العشر. قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. There are no other days during which good deeds Allah accepted subhanahu wa ta'ala is so pleased to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And the first 10 days started yesterday and today is the second days. Whatever you do in these days is more pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than other days. If you do the fasting or read the Quran or you pray, it will be more pleasing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the other days. And today is second day. And also remember, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they have been asked the fasting of Yawm Arafah, the 9th day of the Hijjah, which will be on coming Friday. قَالَ يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ وَالْبَاقِيَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you if you fast that day the sins of last year and the years which is coming. It's only for one day. And it will be, inshallah, coming Friday. So you prepare yourself to fast that day so you can get that ajr. And also I want to tell you, it's coming Friday, next one, there will be iftar in our masjid. So anyone who like to fast that day, he can come our masjid and participate with the iftar. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على هذا النبي وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم اهد هذه الأمة واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.